Earlier this month, Cirque La Putica, one of the Czech Republic's most acclaimed new circus companies, launched Jatka 78, a new theatre and experimental multimedia centre expected to bring new possibilities and new work to the Czech theatre and art scenes. On Friday, Stepan Kubiščta, who is the project manager of Jatka 78, joined Jan Wellinger in the studio to talk about the project, beginning with why the new site was needed.
The first point was that Cirque La Putica, right now 5 years old theater project or theater company, is still performing all the time in Prague in La Fabrica, and this space doesn't belong to this theater company. So they're renting all the time the space where to invite the audience. So they last, I don't know, 2 or 3 years are looking for some their own space who can could also not only invite people, but also could somehow create the space. Everyone who is doing a theater, or nearly everyone, wants to have his own space because he wants to create the space for the audience. The theater, it's not only the stage. It's all another things like a theater bar and foyer and gallery and things like this. And everyone who got the bigger ambition, not only play the theater place, wants to create some theater space.
Jatka in Czech means slaughterhouse. Is in fact the space a former slaughterhouse?
Yes, it is former slaughterhouse. All the all area of Holešovický market, Holešovická tržnice, is former slaughterhouse, and in our we got four quite a big hall. It's together 4,000 square meters, and these four halls were dedicated directly for killing the animals.
I expect many thousands of animals then went there for their last.
Yeah, many many thousand, because this area was for more than 100 years the function was as a slaughterhouse.
Is the past present in those halls, or the spirit of those animals, if I put it that way?
No, it we were scared about it a little bit. So we started, our first performance was a mess about four souls of these animals. So we wanted to somehow be open to the souls of these animals and to ask them to support us for our creation. So I got many questions if I already slept there during the night, what's happened there during the night and things like this. The space got really, really great atmosphere. And I think it's because of lots of people have been working there for the last 2 or 3 months, helping us to create the space, to rebuild the things. It's hundreds of people and thousands of hours of work and empathy and I don't know what of our friends and audiences to help us with the space. So that's the energy what we feel right now from the space.
That's very nicely said, and it's very nice to hear, because you said in an interview with Lucia Výborná that the budget was miserable, but you made very clear just now that it's not about the budget.
Yes, that's it. That's not about the money. It's about the spirit and friendship and things like this.
Was it mostly well-known artists or a mix?
It's a mix. We got some Czech theater groups who are somehow more important, or they got their own dates and terms and could use our depot and training hall and things like this. But we also wanted to invite some, for example, young theater groups just leaving the school, and like, I don't know, 1/3 of the programming should be dedicated to invite some interesting projects from abroad.
Mm-hmm. Is it just theater as well, or is there also two-dimensional, three-dimensional art?
Yeah, it's a mix. What's the day today? It's Friday, so tomorrow there will be a film projection. We got a few concerts already. We got the gallery with great artists who somehow someone painted directly to the wall, but so and others came with their pieces just to exhibit in the space. So we mixed. We don't understand the theater just like to play a theater place. The theater is art, and art is something what is incoherent with another type of art. I don't know if I explain it right, but
I understand what you're saying. And from your perspective, from a managerial perspective, I guess this is the best kind of thing that can happen, where you have that kind of energy.
Yes, it's right. It's best because you're doing not different type of thing, so you're still looking for different types of audience. So it's not it couldn't be the boring and all the time the same. So it's great.
If we come back to La Putica, for listeners who may not be familiar, this is a wonderful example of new circus and have really made an incredible footprint on the Czech scene. How is the space suitable for the kind of productions they put on? I'm thinking now in terms of the height of the ceiling and so on.
Yeah, of course. When Rostia, the director of La Putica, were looking for some new space, it's for the new circus the most important things to get the high of the space. So in Jatka 78 we got something like a 14 meters high space, so it's really enough to do anything there. So it's suitable.
I'm sorry to jump in. To be specific, we're talking about actors and acrobats who are doing incredible jumps on these trampolines and so on. So they have room to do that. As well, Roske Novák described the atmosphere at certain times of day being like a cathedral when the light comes down.
Yes, because it's really high and the big windows are under the roof as in the churches. So it's got really this atmosphere.
I find it amazing that it's only been 5 years that La Putica has been around because Roske Novák is, for example, only 35. And he told Lucia Výborná that there's going to be a changing of the guard in the next couple of years because it's so physically demanding. He described the scene quite interestingly. What is it like for you behind the scenes when you see the actors, the participants? It sounds like something from the set of a war movie. Mm-hmm. With the bandages and so on.
It is partly, as he said, but it's not. It's you know, I'm not sitting with them after the performances in the cloakroom backstage, so I can't see how they look like under their costumes. But definitely, what I know, that's all of them are really high professional sportsmen and sportwomen, and they know, all of them, this 35 years generation. I'm also 35 or 36. I'm personally feeling that I'm in the beginning of my manager career or something like this. And they all of them, with in the same age, the acrobats feel that they are slowly finishing the acrobat career, and they are looking what to do. To teach, to make workshop, to organize workshops, and they're starting to do things like this. And I think it's a normal, and they are doing it like normal.
Mm-hmm. I guess they're going to be passing on the knowledge, what they know, to people who they bring up. Mm-hmm. To make a new La Putica. What events are planned at Jatka 78 for the fifth birthday?
In this 5 year celebration, they are preparing the special, this first La Putica performance. The name is La Putica Deluxe. They invite some friends from abroad to help the creative performance. They want to make something like a tour through the new space, Jatka, during the performances. Uh-huh. So they want to express that it's not only the theater, it's something between audience and actors.
That was Stepan Kubishta from Jatka 78 or Slaughterhouse 78, a new cultural venue in Prague.